I'm all about Bestival. I'm a Bestival virgin.
This is its 8th year, so we sat down in a pub about 8.5 years ago, and we were thinking, maybe we should have a whirl at a festival, and so it quickly kind of grew from there. And I suppose it's just been based on, trying to book really good bands and DJs, kind of punching above our weight for our size in terms of that, and also having a lot of fun. I think that, the whole fancy dress thing and all the other bits that we sort of introduced quite early on have made it hopefully a different festival from any others.
So it started at kind of a 4,000 capacity. I mean, what's the capacity at now? I mean, have you changed that greatly, or?
Yeah, it's 50,000 now. So,
wow.
It did change a lot. It's grown really quickly, probably one of the fastest growing festivals in the UK. I mean, we've knocked that on the head now. We want to kind of stick where we were last year, so we've stuck at that capacity, and I wouldn't rule out even getting smaller next year or the year after. I actually think we're kind of at the right size, but we're kind of going to do a bit of experimenting and see how we feel. So I think most people still say that it's still retained the intimacy that it always had, but obviously there's a lot more people on site.
You like go by looking at the website, and the website's kind of, it's really colourful, it's really cool, and it looks like a really fun festival. It's nothing that I've ever experienced before. Obviously, coming from Scotland, you kind of not stick to your own kind of festivals, but we've got a few festivals up here. We've got Rockness and we've got Belladrum, which is, it kind of reminds me of a little bit of a Belladrum. Belladrum is a tiny festival just about sort of 15 minutes outside Inverness, and it's kind of quite organic, and it's kind of very true to its capacity and its size, and it kind of remains, the size it has done, and they kind of sort of respect the kind of environment and stuff like that. Is that kind of a fair sort of assumption or similarity, do you think, to what Bestival is?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I know the guys from Belladrum well, and I've just come back from Rockness myself. I've done every single Rockness, so I'm sort of well up with what's going on up there. And yeah, I think Rockness and Belladrum share a lot of the same sort of values, which is, we're not just doing it for the sake of it or for money or whatever. It's for fun and for a good atmosphere and eccentric, I think celebrating the eccentricity of British people. And we've got Morris dancers and WI do a tea tent, and there's an inflatable church, and there's,
can people get married at the inflatable church?
They can't actually get legally married, but they can certainly have a go.
The lineup this year, obviously, it surpasses me how incredible and how diverse and how eclectic it is. I mean, The Cure, that's their only European festival date, isn't it, this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much their only worldwide date. They did a couple of dates in Australia where they were just playing albums, but this is pretty much their only greatest hits show of the year. And it's taken me a long time to persuade them to come down, but yeah, finally after 7 years of kind of blackmailing, then they've agreed to come, and I can't wait to introduce them on stage.
Yeah, and the likes of Village People as well. I mean, that, people are like, what? No way, no really. But I was on the website last night, and obviously, you're sort of streaming music, and then this song came on. I thought, what the hell is this? And it's like that. It's In the Navy by the Village People. And I was like, do you know what? That is probably going to probably be one of the highlights, I think, over the weekend as well.
Yeah, I think it's weird. Like last year, I always try and book a lot of things that are going to, entertain people. And we got the likes of last year we had Rolf Harris, and Mr. Motivator, who's coming back this year. And
Mr. Motivator, as in like the one that used to be on GMTV.
Yeah.
I love it.
It looks sort of daft on paper, but then actually, those are the moments that people really remember. And for all the Cures and the PJ Harveys and the Pendulums or whatever, often the things that people remember will be like Rolf Harris doing like Timey Kangaroo Dance Sport. And I think you're right that Village People doing In the Navy or YMCA will hopefully be one of those sort of moments where the whole crowd is just together. And
they're judging as well the fancy dress theme for this year, which is rock stars, pop stars and divas.
Any sort of
suggestions about what kind of, or are you going to be planning any dressing up capers or?
Yeah, I mean, we always get into our outfits, even if it's only for 10 minutes, and always try and lead from the front, so to speak.